PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
What's up, PNC Mavericks? Craig Pretzinger here. And today, we're tackling one of the most important and often overlooked laws from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, law number 10, which states, infection. Avoid the unhappy and unlucky. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Craig, that sounds a little harsh. Aren't we supposed to be compassionate and supportive of others, even when they're going through tough times? And to that, I say, absolutely. Compassion and empathy are essential qualities for any leader. And I'm not suggesting that we abandon those values. But here's the thing. As insurance professionals, we're in the business of managing risk. And one of the biggest risks to our success and well-being is the risk of infection. Not just physical infection, but mental and emotional infection as well. You see, negativity is contagious. When we surround ourselves with people who are constantly complaining, blaming, and focusing on what's wrong, it's easy to get sucked into that same negative spiral. Before we know it, we're feeling drained, unmotivated, and stuck in a rut. And in an industry like insurance, where rejection and setbacks are par for the course, it's especially important to protect ourselves from that kind of toxic energy. We need to be able to bounce back from adversity, stay focused on our goals, and maintain a winning mindset, even in the face of challenges. That's where law number 10 comes in. It's about being proactive in avoiding the people and situations that can infect us with negativity and hold us back from success. Now, I want to be clear. This isn't about being judgmental or dismissive of others' struggles. It's not about cutting people out of our lives just because they're going through a tough time, but it is about being intentional in choosing who we spend our time and energy on. It's about surrounding ourselves with people who uplift and inspire us rather than drag us down. Think about it like this. If you had a physical infection, you wouldn't just ignore it and hope it goes away on its own. You'd take action to treat it, whether that means taking antibiotics, getting rest, or making lifestyle changes to support your immune system. The same principle applies to mental and emotional infections. When we notice ourselves getting caught up in negative thought patterns or toxic relationships, we need to take action to protect ourselves and maintain our resilience. So what does that look like in practice? Here are a few strategies that I found helpful in my own insurance career. Set boundaries. Be clear about what you will and won't tolerate in your relationships and interactions. If someone is consistently negative, critical, or draining to be around, it's okay to limit your exposure or even distance yourself if necessary. Seek out positive influences. Make a conscious effort to surround yourself with people who are optimistic, supportive, and focused on solutions rather than problems. Join networking groups or mastermind circles with like-minded professionals who can help you stay motivated and inspired. Practice gratitude. When we focus on what we're grateful for, it's harder for negativity to take hold. Make it a daily habit to reflect on the good things in your life and career, no matter how small. Develop mental toughness. Resilience isn't just about avoiding negative influences. It's also about developing the inner strength to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Practice techniques like visualization, positive self-talk, and goal setting to build your mental muscles. Embrace challenges as opportunities. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, try to reframe them as chances to learn, grow, and prove yourself. Adopt a growth mindset that sees failure as feedback, not defeat. By implementing these strategies consistently over time, we can build up our resilience and protect ourselves from the kind of negativity that can hold us back from success. And when we do encounter difficult people or situations, we'll be better equipped to handle them with grace and composure. We can choose to respond rather than react, to set clear boundaries while still extending compassion and understanding. Because here's the thing. Success in the insurance industry isn't just about what you know or what you can do. It's also about who you are and how you show up day in and day out. It's about being the kind of person who radiates positivity, resilience, and determination even in the face of adversity. It's about being a leader who inspires and uplifts others rather than getting dragged down by negativity. And when you master that kind of resilience, there's no limit to what you can achieve. You'll be able to weather any storm, overcome any obstacle, and keep pushing forward towards your goals, no matter what life throws your way. So, My challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to start taking proactive steps to protect yourself from negative influences and build up your resilience muscles. Start being more intentional about who you surround yourself with and how you respond to adversity. And remember, you have the power to choose your mindset, your relationships, and your path forward. Don't let anyone or anything affect you with negativity or hold you back from the success you deserve. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep being the maverick that you are. Well, until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dumdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.